Classics music.
From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The Bee Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On six.
Metronomy and the Look, whereas I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to another Sunday night edition of the Finest Hour, pre-recorded in my little house here in North Manchester. The wind is whipping round the roof and birdies are flying backwards, if you know what I mean. Now, I'm going to dedicate this week's show to some of my favourite bands that have come up this year, I like to think. Records that have done well this year, with support from this show, and if not this show, certainly this wonderful radio station, the Mighty Six Music, still living and breathing and sorting out new music for this fair isle. We'll be having a visit from the Beckopedia, as always. She'll be dropping in and letting us know about Andrew Gold, who's someone I'm not familiar with. Can't wait to hear that. Another Criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Murder. And we will, of course, have some Song for Guy recommendations from you lot. Some familiar, some not so familiar. And then in the second hour of the show, some perfect Sunday night music. I've decided to give you a Christmas-free edition of The Finest Hour. I would imagine that some, if not a lot of you, will appreciate a little break from the holidays this Sunday night. Many of you will have broken up for the holidays now, so rather than listening in bed, you might be listening on an afternoon, wrapping Christmas presents, or maybe just chilling, trying to forget about the scene. Whatever you're into, I'm sure you're going to be into Seyun Kuti's single that was come out last November. Seyun Kuti is the son of Feli Kuti and the brother of Femi Kuti. Now, I've seen Femi Kuti live at Glastonbury some years ago, and it was absolutely mind-blowing. Now, Feli Kuti, their old man, as well as being a bit of a revolutionary, was also a pioneer of Afrobeat, and it sounds like it runs in the family. So without further ado, Seyun Kuti, and the song's called Rise. Happy Sunday.
Position of the day, then they sell them every day and they
Seyun Kuti and Rise. A trip down memory lane for me now. A song for Guy recommendation from Mon Rodriguez Amat, a Catalonian who's living in Vienna at the moment. He says, Guy, I recently came across Birthday by the Sugar Cubes and it was deeply refreshing. Then I looked for it in Icelandic and both versions are amazingly different and good. Listening to it again was like meeting an old friend and enjoying the meeting as if everything was future. These are both readings of the song, a mature, almost insane desire, a childish wish of going outside. This song is full of life. Well, that's introduction enough. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sugar Cubes. The song that started my fascination with that band and therefore with that little Icelandic pixie herself, Björk. That was Sugar Cubes and Birthday. I believe that I had both colours of that record. You could get neon green or like a neon orange. Is that the right thing? Neon day glow, perhaps. And I had both and now I don't have either. What happened to those records? They were whipped from a bedsit party, no doubt, some many years ago. Thank you very much for that Song for Guy recommendation. Let's have another one straight away. Molly Horton and her mates are big fans of the show. She says, hiya. And it's got that many A's. Hiya. Always been a big fan of the Horrors, but just recently heard their remix of Florence and the Machine's Hurricane Drunk, Tis Well Good. Very Sunday nightish. Anyway, you should play it. Much love from Molly, University of Manchester student. Then she says, me and my housemates flipping love your show. Well, me and my show love your housemates and you. Here it is.
Thank you.
remixed by The Horrors. I've met Faris from The Horrors. He's a very, very nice man. That was Florence and the Machine remixed by The Horrors. That was Hurricane Drunk. Thanks to Molly Horton for that Song for Guy recommendation. She actually recommended it on the 9th of November, so you can see what kind of a backlog we're facing. But do keep them coming in. I'll get round to the good ones eventually. Base your recommendations on the music that I play on the show, and base your recommendations on the music that I make with my band.
This Christmas on Six Music.
Fighting Talk.
Five Live versus Six Music.
We'll be taking Five Live down.
The best of Adam and Joe.
Then maybe you shouldn't be
I thought that was the way Bob Dylan sounded.
The Charlatans, Tim Burgess.
I'll be swapping the stage for the studio, doing my first ever radio show on Six Music.
The first time with Rolling Stone, Charlie Watts.
I think no one wants to quit, because the other one will say, you quit.
The standout interviews of the year. Our finest live music from 2011.
And spend Christmas Day with Sunday's usual suspects, myself, Huey Morgan,
Jarvis Cocker,
Harris Matthews,
Guy Garvey.
Join us this Christmas on BBC Radio, Six Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's the address for all sorts of stuff. In fact, Jorg from Germany got in touch, and so did Daniela from Barcelona. Thanking me for playing the Frankie Goes to Hollywood remix the other week. I believe it was a Beckopedia. So thanks to Beck. I shall pass that on to the great one. And now we're going to hear from Anna Calvi, because, as I stated at the front of the show, this year has been a great one for music. We saw Anna and her band all over Europe this summer while we were touring different countries, playing festivals and stuff. And she was, of course, a fellow Mercury nominee this year as well. An extraordinary year for her. Everybody knows who she is in this country now, and I can't wait for her next record. Unbelievable live as well. Very, very simple, basic setup, but an incredible noise. What a three-piece. So here she is, Anna Calvi, Suzanne and I.
Sun dry.
Donna Calvi, Suzanne and I. Right the way back in February, she did a session for Mark Riley, and she was championed by Six Music. She got a Mercury nomination, and she came out of it pretty good. More stuff from this year in a little while. Amazing, brilliant, wonderful music. And you know, amazing, brilliant, wonderful music don't just take care of itself. You need good police! Our Victim was written by Duke Ellington and Rob Russell in 1942. With its wry lyric and inviting instrumental breaks, it quickly became a jazz standard for the likes of Louis Armstrong, the Ink Spots, and countless others. And a target for the audio assassins. First, bold as brass, a cringeworthy Cliff Richard used his breathy vibrato croon to lure it in, before bludgeoning it with a combination of big band and a scary shouty vocal, backed by a baying mob of male singers. Battered and bruised as it crawled through the crowd towards safety, the menacing figure of Edward Woodward once again stepped from the shadows and with an ominous warble, took aim and fired, and missed. Then, armed only with a fiddle and a lasso, Shelby Lynn roped it in, dressed it in chaps and a Stetson, and forced it into a Texan two-step that left it with a permanent limp and an irrational fear of gingham. But in a clear case of parricide, when Bob Russell's own grandson, Luther, backed by the Freewheelers, donned his jackboots, grabbed the microphone, and proceeded to trample all over this lovable lament, murder.
A book down from the shelf, and what with programs on the air, I keep pretty much to myself. Miss the Saturday dance, heard the crowd at the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you, don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you, don't get around much anymore. nevertheless. Why stir up memories been invited on days? Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore.
Ooh, I love it. The Ink Spots version of Don't Get Around Much Anymore. More Moida next week. So if we're talking about bands that have grown this year, that people have come to know this year, that have been championed by this show and this station, we have to, of course, play some Everything Everything. Those boys are good friends of mine, love them very much, and it's been great to see them going strength to strength this year. Here's the first song of theirs I truly fell in love with from their Mercury-nominated Man Alive album. This is NASA Is On Your Side.
Oh,
Pretty special indeed. Everything, everything, and NASA is on your side. We had so much fun with them boys, the Mercury Night. One of the best things about being nominated for the Mercury is that you get to hang out with the other nominees. They throw all the media out, and you usually end up back in somebody's hotel room dancing. We did plenty of dancing with everything, everything. They're all a bit too young and good-looking for my liking, but fantastic lads and an awesome band. If you get a chance to see them live this year, or if you haven't yet got their record for any reason, go and get it and buy it. Man Alive, everything, everything. Beautiful stuff. So this was re-released last year and then again in February as well, I believe. This is Glasser and Apply. Now, my love of this song in particular prompted me to find out if she was available to open up for Elbow when we toured America earlier this year. And to our delight, that's exactly what happened. She toured all of North America and Canada with us, and I got to know Cameron pretty well. What a wonderful, amazing musician she is, and really, really love her stuff. This is the song that drew me in and got me a new friend. This is Glasser and Apply.
Oh, Now then, listeners of a certain age will remember Andrew Gold for a couple of MOR hits in the 70s. His was an optimistic sound, easygoing with great hooks, and well suited for use on films and television. But there was much more to this talented musician. He was a prolific composer, producer, and performer, and over the years he worked with John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Brian Wilson, James Taylor, Carly Simon, Jackson Brown, The Eagles, and more. 10cc wanted him to join them in the early 80s, and eventually he and Graham Gouldman formed the group Wax. You might think that the American who wrote the Golden Girls theme and the Englishman responsible for the Wall Street Shuffle would make an unlikely pairing, but just like the rest of his huge body of work, Andrew Gold used his talent and versatility to great effect. Nevertheless, in the UK he will be best remembered for a sweet 70s song called Never Let Her Slip Away. It's a delightful confection and the opener to many a romantic mixtape. And even if that's all he'd achieved, he'd still deserve a place in the vinyl collection, somewhere between 10cc and Dean Friedman. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Recommended by the Beckopedia, that was Andrew Gold and Slip Away. She'll be along again next week.
TBS breaking news. Five Live take on Six Music in a Fighting Talk special. Kathy is with Team Six Music now.
Yes, only days away. Steve Lamack, Sean Keaveney, how you feeling?
Pretty good. Kaiser Chiefs will be providing the music, and we've been training our indie minds hard.
We'll be taking Five Live down.
We've even got a montage.
You've got to keep running.
I'm running.
Winning FA Cup team of 1984.
Everton.
Yeah.
Steve Lamack and Sean Keaveney.
I don't know why I'm running.
Lead singer of the Kasabian.
Tom Meehan.
Yes.
Pepper, Scissors, Stone.
Woohoo!
Fighting Talk. Five Live versus Six Music. Christmas Eve from 11 a.m. on BBC Radio Six Music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Listening is doing your duty.
This is a new one from the High Highs. Not even the High Highs. I think it's just High Highs. It's from High Highs EP, which came out last month. It's called Flower Bloom. And it's very, very good Sunday night music. High Highs EP that was out in November, that is High Highs and Flower Bloom. Let's talk about time. One of the reasons that I've been playing stuff that I fell in love with this year, that we all fell in love with this year, is because the passage of time comes with the end of every year. It's tempting to think, oh no, another year's passed, what's changed, nothing's changed. I'm trying to illustrate what has changed in music. Just think about the fact that we didn't know anything about Everton Everton last January. We didn't know anything about Anna Calvi. Now we have these enriching things in our lives, and that's only music. Plenty has changed. It's just hard to contemplate when you're facing the end of another year. Talking about time and the passage of time, I mentioned recently that my tour manager had a theory that time seems to go faster the older you get, and I got this email on the subject from Alan in Stockport. He says, I was intrigued by your TM's theory that time seems to go faster the older you get, in direct correlation to how long you've lived, i.e. a year is a quarter of your life at 4, but only 1% at 100. This chimes with me. Have you ever had a near-death experience? It may be a cliche that time slows down, but it's true. I have definitely been there a few times. Also, I once saw an interesting experiment where a guy was dropped from a crane with a safety net whilst wearing a pair of freaky goggles, which instead of lenses had swiftly, too fast to read normally, flickering electronic numbers from 0 to 9 flashing in each eye. His idea was that the adrenaline pumped into him by the sudden drop would enable him to read the numbers. Apparently he succeeded 2 times out of 3. And why am I telling you this? As Beckopedia would say, because it seems to me that whether a baby or an oldster, adrenaline slows down time. Maybe when we're younger, we just have more adrenaline. Cheers, Alan in Stockport. Let's have your theories on the passage of time to guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Alan from Stockport. Nice one. Let's have another song for Guy, I think. This is from Lisa Moore. She says, "Hi, Guy. I was listening to Imelda May recently and was reminded of a singer from the 80s called Carmel. And she had hits with More, 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 Bad Day and Sally. But I think one of the best is the atmospheric I'm Not Afraid of You from the album Falling. Strong female vocals are almost the norm nowadays, but in the 80s, Carmel really stood out as something different in pop music." Well, I'm delighted to tell you that Carmel's a friend of mine. She lives here in Manchester. A very elegant, beautiful lady she is as well, and a fantastic singer, and a really, really decent human being. I think it's nice to know that about your heroes, isn't it? Decent, in fact, doesn't cover it. She's lovely, bloody lovely, and she's married to my mate Dickon. Anyway, here she is with Lisa's suggestion. This is I'm Not Afraid of You. Carmel, Dickon, if you're listening, happy Christmas and lots of love. Oh, and you too, Lisa. How rude.
No. Thank you. BBC Radio 6.
Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Deja Vu. That was suggested as a song for Guy back in September, actually, by the lovely Emily Corrin. She was at the time starting her dissertation in Sheffield on whether or not painting is dead. That sounds pretty doomy. She says Crosby, Stills and Nash, to her, reminds her and her dad driving over Snake's Pass in the rain just as the trees were turning orange last year. Thank you so much, Emily. I hope your dissertation's going well. That song for me reminds me of 1,000 bedsits. And it's funny, isn't it, that that sound has come round for so many bands. The old fur and beards and scratchy leather and all that, it was quite out of vogue when The members of Elbow and their surrounding friends were listening to it back in the late 90s, I suppose. Maybe even early in that, mid-90s. But it's come round with bands like Fleet Foxes, Stretching the Limbs, and Manchester's own Travelling Band, people like that. Yeah, there's plenty of hippies knocking about, I think, is what I'm trying to say. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. If that wasn't my finest hour, this could be. A Christmas-free show for y'all, in case you need a break from it. I'm going to continue now, as is the theme of the show, with something this year that's blown my mind. I have to say, maybe it's because it's just new. Like, you know, when you read end-of-year polls and you think, how can Robbie Bleeding Williams be in this poll? And it's sometimes just that whoever's compiled the poll is currently listening to Robbie Williams. So he gets added to the greatest songwriters of all time thing, which is, of course, nonsense. Anyway, maybe it's just because I've been listening to it for the last couple of weeks and really loving it. But something about this tune makes me want to write loop-based music again. We were listening to DJ Shadow and Elbow put out our first album. We actually instructed our drummer Jupp to try and drum like it was sampled loops, and that's how the song Any Day Now, which starts our first album, was created. It's something that I think we're going to try again for the next album, because this song is just outstanding. The melodies that Little Dragon has picked on this tune are out there. It owes a lot to Prince and the synthesizers, as well as the staccato vocals that happen in the verses, sort of definitely point towards the Sex Dwarf himself. But Little Dragon's voice is just fantastic, and she's dead cool. DJ Shadow, a return to form for him, I think, and Little Dragon, from the album The Less You Know The Better. This is my favourite song of the year. This is Scale It Back.
Thank you.
makes me want to go, yeah. DJ Shadow and Little Dragon, Scale It Back. That's my favourite song of 2011. Absolutely love it. My good friend Josh T. Pearson is a wonderful man. We caught up with him in Germany when we were doing a festival right at the end of the festival season, just a month and a bit ago. I love Josh so much, and I've done for some time. We first met him with his band Lift to Experience, who are on Bella Union Records, who, as you may know, is my favourite label in the world, responsible for so much good music. And it was a good 7 or 8 years we were waiting for Josh's solo album to come out. A wonderful, beguiling, intelligent, funny man, and a very dear heart in that Texan chest. What a lovely, lovely guy he is. I can't stress it enough. Anyway, Last of the Country Gentlemen this year came out on Rough Trade. This song is called Country Dumb, and I'm delighted to say that after such a long wait and a struggle getting his first solo album out, it won Rough Trade Album of the Year. Most deservedly so. My good friend Josh, lots and lots of love to you this Christmas time. This is Country Dumb. from the Rough Trade album of the year, Last of the Country Gentlemen, which if you don't own, you must buy immediately. That was Josh T. Pearson, my very dear old friend, and Country Dumb, my favourite Texan in the world. By the way, you should check out the Texas Jerusalem Crossroads, which is the only Live to Experience album that came out. A fantastic record if you haven't got that.
Throughout this week, Six Music's Midwinter Warmer. Another chance to hear some of your favourite live music recorded over the past 12 months.
The winner of the Mercury Prize is PJ Harvey.
Friendly Fires sounded absolutely awesome in session on Six Music.
From Glastonbury to the Mercury Prize, the Salford Showcase to the best of Six Music's live sessions.
Six Music's Midwinter Warmer, throughout the week on BBC Radio Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the anti-matter.
So, moving on to another of my favourites this year, the Lanterns on the Lake record. From the Bella Union record, which I mentioned before that last song, it's a fantastic album. It's called Gracious Tide, Take Me Home, and every track on it is a beautiful thing, including this one, which is called Keep On Trying. Ladies and gentlemen, one of 2011's best albums from Lanterns on the Lake.
The creature comes, won't save your soul. Thank you.
Lanterns on the Lake and Keep on Trying. I think they're going to have a great summer. I bet we see them at some of the festivals actually next year. So many festivals now throughout Europe. Live music is really, really thriving for bands of all different kinds and sizes, and it's just so exciting. We'll be on the festival route again this year. I'm not sure where we're playing yet, but I bet we run into Lanterns on the Lake. I bet you any money. So another album that was nominated for the Mercury this year and is one of my favourite is Diamond Mine from King Creosote and John Hopkins. Lovely chaps. Again, met them at the Mercury, had a really good laugh with them. Yet another record that Six Music, in particular Mark Riley's show, has been championing all year, and it did really well. This song's called Bubble and it is just absolutely exquisite. King Creosote and John Hopkins. Happy Sunday.
I won't let you fall. As low as I've been, I promise to crawl until I'm back on my feet. If something were wrong, do you think you sorrow, and who's been unkind, who've burst your bubble, and who drags you down, 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 down.
King Creosote and John Hopkins from their beautiful Mercury-nominated album Diamond Mine, that's Bubble. If you want to have a look at any of the tracks I've ever played on The Finest Hour, it's all available on Shows by Year on my page on the Six Music website. And one of the nicest things that happened recently was the bosses at Six Music got all the presenters together at a gathering in London, and we all got a chance to chat about what we loved, what music we loved, how we've been changing what we do on Six Music, and how we've been really proud to be part of the radio station. I have to say, because of the trouble that Six Music had when it was under threat of closure, and because of the amazing response from you lot that kept it open, it's really got everybody locking arms at Six Music. We're determined as a station to just keep getting better, keep championing new music, keep creating archive through the Hub and through Mark Riley's show as well, of course. We've got a new residence here in Salford where a lot of the programming has come from. Everybody's loving the new digs. And yeah, just on behalf of everyone at Six Music, thanks so much again for your support. We're also very, very proud to present on this wonderful station. We heard as well that DAB radios are going to be put into new cars in this country, which means you'll be able to listen to it on your way to and from wherever you go in your vehicle, which is great, isn't it? Lobby your local car dealership. We want DABs all over the land. Anyway, I'm going to move on now to a tune from an album that I play a lot on The Finest Hour. It's the soundtrack to Paris, Texas, which is in itself a great film, but I love the soundtrack much more than I love the film. And nearly all the pieces of music that Ry Cooder plays on this soundtrack, this amazing soundtrack, were based on the old blues number, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. This is called She's Leaving the Bank, which of course happens at one point in the film, but it's just so atmospheric and beautiful. It's perfect Sunday night music. She's Leaving the Bank from Ry Cooder. Thank you. From the soundtrack to Paris, Texas, that was Ry Cooder and She's Leaving the Bank. Let's keep it in a similar vein now. This is an old standard, I guess you'd call it a spiritual. This is Smog's version from a wonderful album called A River Ain't Too Much to Love. This is his version of In the Pines, beautifully atmospheric, and of course, Bill Callahan's wonderful voice, In the Pines.
The longest train I ever saw went down there. Georgia line. Well, the engine went by at 6 o'clock, and the cab went by at 9. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. I asked the captain for the time of day. He said he threw his watch away. A long and steel ray. A short cross time, and I'm on my way back home. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows. Little girl, little girl, what have I done that makes you treat me this way? Well, you have caused me to weep. Caused me to moan. You caused me to leave my home. In the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the north wind blows.
From the album A River Ain't Too Much to Love, that was Smog and In the Pines. One more song for Guy recommendation. This is from Mark McManus. He says, "Hello Guy, aside from a mutual shared love of bird watching, early Genesis and the wonderful island of Mull, I think you'll also like this little gem. It gets very little airplay these days, and yet it still remains a fantastically atmospheric piece, as befits a late night show such as yours. It takes me right back to a time in my life when music was the backdrop after dropping your girlfriend home and having a coffee cuddle snog on the sofa without waking the parents up. Great times and a truly great song. It's even got a bit of Dave Gilmour style guitar in it. The track is This City Never Sleeps by the Eurythmics. Hope you can fit it in, and thanks for introducing me to so much great new music over the last few years. All the best, Mark." Well, Mark, it goes two ways. Thanks to everybody who's recommended Song for Guy Records in 2011. You're just expanding my knowledge and my record collection with every recommendation. And the Eurythmics, usually I would balk at the thought. I don't love everything they do. And if I'm going to be completely honest, I'm not a huge fan of Annie Lennox's voice. But I'd totally forgotten about this tune. A Song for Guy recommendation from Mark McManus. Who knows, some of you might be in your girlfriend's parents' house, frotting as we speak. Please do enjoy the Eurythmics and This City Never Sleeps.
Oh, something I can almost hear them
Rhythmics and This City Never Sleeps, as recommended by Mark McManus.
Six music.
This is serious.
Sean Keaveney.
A quarter mile sized asteroid will tonight make the closest scrape with Earth that astronomers have predicted in advance. The rock YU55 will come within 201,700 miles. It'll sneak in between us and the moon like that. And will be most visible with medium telescopes. I've got one. At 11:28 PM, I won't be up. Expert Dr. Emily Baldwin says, it's nothing to worry about. Oh, hang on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You might as well just say, nothing to see here.
Don't panic.
What flaming rock the size of Luxembourg? Oh, that flaming rock the size of Luxembourg.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
We're panicking. Get under a table. Actually, that's not going to do you any good.
On BBC Radio.
Six.
Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
David Sylvian has one of those voices you either love or loathe. I'm guessing that most of you love it. And this song reminds me of living just over the road from where I live now, actually, with Pete Turner, the bass player in Elbow. We used to make a habit of going into town, getting drunk, coming home and playing each other records. And Japan was one that we both had. We both had Ghosts in our record collection. And that led me to go and find some solo David Sylvian stuff through one of my sisters, actually. That's where I found it. This song is beautiful. It's 9.5 minutes of perfect Sunday night music. It's called I Surrender. Ladies and gentlemen, David Sylvian.
Dead, embittered from the start. That night I crossed the bridge of sighs and I surrendered. outline of a boy. His life of sorrows now collapsing into joy. And tonight the stars are all aligned and I surrender. Cries beneath the southern sky and I surrender. Recording angels and the poets of the night. Bring back the trophies of the battles that we've fought. Searchlights fill the open skies and I surrender.
Thank you.
ashes in the hands. A disappearing world of footprints in the sand. Tell me now that this love will never die, and I'll surrender. Mother cries beneath the open skies, and I surrender.
David Sylvian and the wonderful I Surrender. Well, that's all we have time for another edition of The Finest Hour. Everybody look after each other, and particularly yourselves, over the next week. I'll see you here next week with a Christmas special. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Ian and the Beckopedia and everyone who helps put the show together here in the new flashy digs in Manchester. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Stand by for Culture Clash Radio. For the next 60 minutes, it's all about Joe.
All transmitters to full. All receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling.
As we approach the 9th anniversary of his passing, I want to take time out to celebrate the life of Joe Strummer. To that end, you'll be hearing some familiar and not so familiar cuts, all with Joe present or in mind.
All right, everybody. Once again, we're tuning in to the best tunes we can find anywhere in the world, at any time, any place. Now we like to let rip, on a whole different tip.
I'll also be playing some reggae cuts I know he liked, and some he would have liked to have heard, as well as some Joe-inspired pieces from home and abroad. So let's start proceedings with the great man himself. Here's Joe Strummer and Jules Holland.
This is the return of the Blues Cowboy. Well, well, howdy. I'm in from Prairie Area 59. Been traveling with the ghost of the aliens. You know, from deep down inside the minor time. You can dig at that radioactive rock face. You'll hear the rain of the Blues Cowboy every time. And every flick of Greenwich can mine. See him back when he kicked in the snug saloon door. All he was judged a swing, and he kicked himself onto the floor.